Mesechtas Bava Basra, Daf Beis, a new Mesechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And Tosfos immediately points out, Kul Nezikin Chodem Mesechtahi, that all of Nezikin is one Mesechta, meaning Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra are all one Mesechta, called Mesechtas Nezikin, Kidamrinam Ba Grezel Kama, over Perakama Dave Dezara, Bafil Loi Havi Chodem Mesechta, and even if we don't consider Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra as one Mesechta, and they're all considered separate Mesechtas, Tzorech Lefarish, Lama Nishtus Mesechta, we still have to explain why Bava Basra comes immediately after Bava Metzia. Can Eshchan Daik B'Gemara Bereish Masechta Shavuos? And as the Gemara asks in Masechta Shavuos, why is it that Masechta Shavuos follows Masechta Makos and Vechein B'Kam Makaymos? V'Hada Am Betray Masechta Ein Seid LaMishnah. And even though in Masechta Bava Kama we learned that in two Masechtas there is no Seid LaMishnah, Haynu LaInim Machlekes V'Achkin Stam Meshun DeRabbi LeShon LaTamidav Kazeret HaMasechtas U'Pam Shana Achreina Kaidem Rishayna. But certainly there has to be a reason why one Masechta follows another. Because we're going back on the last parak of Masechta Bava Metzia that stated that Bayis Ve'Aliyah Shalbei Shenaflu Cholkin Be'etzim V'Kari Luhasim V'Gemara Shufim V'Ktani Nami. And we also saw in the Mishnah Beis Gina Yisrael Gabzu V'Yarek Bein Tayim D'Havi Union Shufis. And therefore our Masechta starts B'Negei the Dinam of Shufim. And the Mishnah begins HaShufim Sheratzu Lasu Mechitza B'Chatzah. If there are partners that agree to make a Mechitza in their chatza, and the Gemara will explain exactly what Lashem Mechitza means. So, Boinus HaKaisel Be'emsa, so the din is that they will build that wall right in between both of their chatzeres. And as Rashi states, Zenois Mechelke Chetzi Mokim Oiva Kaisel V'chein Zeh, that each one contributes part of their land for their chatza, and it doesn't make a difference what size their chatza is, they both share evenly the actual amount of land that they have to give for this Kaisel, as of course the wall will sit on top of this land. And the Mishnah continues to discuss four different types of materials that they would use in order to build walls, and these materials are Gvil Gazis, Kfisin, and Levainin. And let's just explain what these materials were. So Gvil was a brick, but as the Nemukhi Yaisa points out, that these are stones that still have sharp edges and wasn't smoothed out, and therefore it's a larger stone than Gazis, which is a stone that was not only cut from the quarry but was also smoothed out, and therefore it loses an amma of its thickness. And Levainin we refer to bricks, and the standard brick was 3 tefachim wide, and kfisin actually refers to a brick that was cut in half, and therefore you had two sides of the brick, which was 1.5 tefachim each, and then they would pile that up in a row, and in the middle they would place cement of a tefach, and therefore the entire thickness of that wall would be 4 tefachim. And the Mishnah therefore continues, Mokim shinagu livnos gvil gazis kfisin levainin boinin, that in a place where the minhag hamakim is to build a wall between a chatzah with either gvil gazis kfisin olavainin, then once the shufim agree to make a mechitza, then they have to build the wall out of that material. Hakol k'minhag medina, and everything follows the minhag medina. And the Mishnah continues, Bigvil, if the minhag medina was to build this wall with gvil, zen noisin gimel tefachim v'zen noisin gimel tefachim, then since the shear of a brick of gvil is 6 tefachim wide, and as we mentioned, this is a stone that was taken from a quarry and wasn't yet smoothed down, and therefore the thickness of this brick is 6 tefachim, and therefore since this wall will take up 6 tefachim in this chatzah, so each of the shutfim are required to give 3 tefachim each from their own chatzah, and that's where the wall will sit. And similarly, because it's zenois and tefachayim mechsa, zenois and tefachayim mechsa, where the minhag hamakim is to build the kaisel out of gazes, then this type of material was already mustukanim b'magira, and was already smoothed out with a plane, and therefore the thickness of the wall would be 5 tefachim, and therefore each of the shutfim have to contribute 2.5 tefachim of their chatzah for the area of space that the wall will take up. And similarly, Bekfisin, which we mentioned, takes up an area of 4 tefachim, so zen noisin tefachayim, zen noisin tefachayim, so each of the shutfim have to give 2 tefachim from their chatzah for the area of the wall. And bilbeinim, which are bricks that are 3 tefachim wide, zen noisin tefachim echsa, zen noisin tefachim echsa, so each one of the shutfim has to contribute 1.5 tefachim of their chatzah for the area that the wall will take up, as the thickness of this wall will take up an area of 3 tefachim. And the Mishnah continues, that if the wall falls down, then since we know that the shutfim have to contribute equally, therefore unless one of the shutfim bring a raya that is not the case, then the din would be that each of the shutfim would be entitled to half of the area of the land that the wall was sitting on, and they would also be entitled to half of the stones, as certainly it belongs to both of them. As Rashi states,
that
And even if most of the stones actually toppled over into his chatzar, he still is not considered the muchzik, and the din of hamitzim mechaveri all of Araya would not apply in this case, and they would still have to split up all of the materials evenly. Before we continue, let's just go back and explain exactly what a chatzar is. In the first Rashi of the Masechta, Rashi states, Hashutfim, Shiesh Lan Chatzar B'Shutfis, Ubatei Shneim P'suchel N'Toichai, that they have a courtyard that they own B'Shutfis, and the front doors of both of their houses open up into that chatzar. And Rashi states, the Chol Chatzir, Sheshonu Chachamim L'Fnei Abatimein, V'Roiv Tashmish L'Mechatzar, and the chatzirs that the Chachamim speak about in many places in Shas are always talking about an area and a courtyard which was in front of people's houses. People would use that chatzar for most of the Tashmishon, and at times, in order to have more privacy, then the owners of the houses would want to build a wall between both of the chatzeres in order to afford themselves more privacy. And the Mishnah continues, V'chein begina, makim shenagu libdo mechayvenei, so that if two people own a garden, then in the place where the minig is to make a gedder, then we mechayven them to make a gedder. And as Rashi states, V'chein begina, mechayvenei shneim libnois b'makim shenagu libdo be'emtza, and the Gemara will ask, pshita, that since this is the minig amakim, then certainly they have to build a wall, and the Gemara will explain that every gina is kim makim shenagu ligdar. It's considered like a place where the minik hamakim is to make a gedder, and therefore in all cases you could be mechayev of your neighbor to make a gedder together with you. And once again, lefikachim nafla kaisel hamakim v'avadim shel shneim. And the Mishnah continues, avu bebika, but in a valley where they used to plant tvua and they used to plant grains, makim shenagu shlag ligdar, it's considered like a makim where the minik is not to make a gedder, and ein mechayev nisay, and therefore we're not mechayev neighbors to make a kaisel. And if one of the neighbors wants to make a kaisel, then he can make a kaisel, but he has to make it within his own rishus in order to show that the actual kaisel belongs to him and the makim belongs to him. So he makes a simen on the outside of the kaisel, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the simen was. And since he was the one that provided the material for the kaisel and also provided the space for the kaisel, therefore if it falls down, certainly the makim and avanim belong to that neighbor and not to the other neighbor. However, the Mishnah continues that even in a bika, im asumi dashneim, if both neighbors agreed to make a kaisel, then bainis a kaisel be'emtza, then they would build the kaisel right in between the two sadais, and they would both contribute to the land. Va'isin chazos mikan mekan, and in order to show that this wall belongs to both of the parties, then they would make a simen on both sides of the wall. And the Gemara will ask that you shouldn't make any simen at all, and will know that it belongs to both. And the Mishnah ends off, lefikach im nafla kaisel ha'makav ha'avanim shel shneim, if there was a simen on both sides of the wall, then we know that the makim as well as the avanim belong to both of them, and if the kaisel falls down, then the makim of avanim will be shel shneim. And even if the materials actually fell into one of the sadais, that person would not have a chazaka, and the din of hamitzim mechaveri would not apply. And we begin the Gemara, and the Gemara will have two different versions, and in both versions, the Gemara will start off with the word savrul, and ainin taisi di maschal savrul mai mechitza guda, and it's mashma that the word savrul means that there was a havmina to bnei yeshiva, but ultimately the maskana will not be like this. And Tais points out, afagal lo b'seif kai, that even though at the end result this will be the maskana as well, ka'ama savru, we still use the lashon savru, lefi shezeh lashon eina ikka machmes pirkat l'kamon v'dichu ba'almu hu haid mishani u'chalashon shayini halacha, that l'maisa we will pass in like the second lashon, and therefore the Gemara uses the term savru v'chein paisik rabbeinu tam v'agav denokat b'hai lashon savru, and since we use the lashon savru in the first lashon nokat nami b'lish nachrini, therefore in the second lashon we also use the lashon savru, even though certainly we pass in like the second lashon. However, the restates there are parakamid adarim ikasavru afgad l'b'seif kai u'masakachi, that we do find the lashon savru in mesechtas adarim, even though it's not only a havmina and it's actually the maskanas hagemara, and we pass in that way as well. And therefore, when the gemara says the lashon savru, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is only a havmina. The gemara continues savru that the bnei yeshiva thought my mechitza guda, that when the mishnah stated Shufim shiratzu lasu mechitza b'chatzah, it means that the Shufim actually agreed that they would build a wall between their two chatzeres. And the Gemara continues to bring a raya that the word mechitza means a wall. Kedetanya, as we learned to the Brisa, benegiyah the din of klai akerem, mechitza sakerem shenifritza, if there are two neighbors and there was a wall between their two farms, and on one side of the wall Reuven planted a vineyard, and on the other side of the wall Shimon planted a bunch of tefuah, and we know that the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Basra on Daf Chavav will state, then as long as there is a wall there, then both of the neighbors can actually plant their tefuah and their vines right next to the wall, and there is no problem of Klai Karem. However, of course, if there is no wall there, then the Mishnah states, Layita Adam Ilan Samach L'Steich Averi, Elim Chayin Herchuk Mimenu Dal Amis, Kidei Avedis HaKarem, Da B'Hachi HaVeKlayim, that the Bala Karem has to move his vines away from the Sada by 4 Amis, as that is the amount of space that one needs in order to tend to the vineyard. And if you don't leave that amount of space, both the grapes as well as the Tefuah will become Asa based on being Klayim. And as Tezis points out in the bottom Tezis of the Amid, that ultimately the owner of the vineyard will be responsible for any hezek that he causes to the owner that planted a field of grain. And as Tezis states, the Huha Mazik, the Abba Amish, Sha'amru Lahakiku Bishful Avedis HaKarim, Kedaminu Perak Shein El Kamon, and even according to Rabbi Yisi that states, Al Nizik Lahakis Atzmai, Ham Rab Ashil Kamon, Moid Rabbi Yisi Begiri Delay. And therefore, our Brisa teaches us that if the wall that's between the vineyard and the field of Tefuah breaks down and falls down, then the Bala Sada could tell the Bala Karim once again build up his fence because he's being mazikim. And Rabbeinu Gershom, that is inside of the Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, states that Bezdin is the one that tells the Bala Karim that he has to build a fence once again in order to prevent this field from creating klayim. And Ayin and Bala Tesis, that's mashma, that even though he's gers, but it's actually referring to Bezdin. And the Brisa continues that if the Bala Karim builds up this wall and Chadzav Venifritza, and then the fence falls down again, then once again, either the Bala Tzada tells the Bala Karim to rebuild his wall, or Bezdin will tell the Bala Karim to build up his wall or build up his fence. And clearly we see that the Loshin of Mechitza refers to a wall. And the Brisa continues on that Beza Mebez, Nisyayish Himen of Le Godra, and if the Bala Karim is Nisyayish and he doesn't build the wall, then once the grain grows an extra 200th, then it's considered Klai Karim, and therefore the Tefuah becomes Asa Bana and has to be burnt, as the Lashon Kiddush comes from Lashon Pentukdash, and the Chayiv Achriusa, and the Bala Karim will be Chayiv and be responsible to pay the Bala Tefuah for his loss of his Tefuah, even though the Brisa only discusses the Tefuah becoming Asa, but certainly the vines and the grapes also become Asa Bana, because L'maisa there's a problem of Klai Karim, but the Brisa only focuses on the Tefuah because the Bala Karim is responsible to pay for the Tefuah. And before we continue, Taisis at the bottom of Amid states, and we didn't just say that the Bala Karim is responsible to make a Gedda, and the reason is, as you have to actually give a warning to the Bala Karim, as if you didn't give this warning, then he would not be Chayiv and not be responsible. And that's why we actually say this a second time, as a person may think that he was only chayiv to actually put up the fence one time, and he's no longer going to be chayiv, and therefore you have to warn him a second time. And then Taisa brings down a suffix, v'nifritza pam shlishis misafka l'ri im tzarech l'asreise kol shah, or shem asagi betray zimni ve'in tzarech l'asreise b'yaisa, that if the wall would fall down a third time, would you have to give a warning, or would you say he already had two warnings, and therefore he knows that he always has to build it up, and therefore it would become asabana and be chayiv b'chuyusa. And Taisa continues that we explain that the only time that the din of Klai Karim applies is only once a tour is Moisiv Masayim. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam explains, V'lachi naka tre zimni la'ashmi'inan shim yesh tesis Masayim bein ma'ashahoysev benifritza rishayna o bein ma'ashahoysev benifritza shniya de'im mitzdafen la'esar o mishayna rishayna badli. And the only time that we have the Issa is only if the incomplete tesis Masayim happens after the war was down for that entire time, but not if it happens over two different periods of time. And also, ayin and tap tesis on that Beis and Beis, Diva Maskel Nisyayish Himen of Le Godra, where Taisa points out, Dafka Nisyayish, that's Dafka in a case where the owner of the Karim actually was Miyayish and decided he's not going to put up a wall. Avaloy Nisyayish, for Isa Kol Shah Ligdar, however, if he was not in Nisyayish and he's consistently involved in putting up a wall, Afal Pisha Isa Messiah Mutta, even though in the interim period, while the wall was down, there was Mesa Messiah, there would not be Kamasa. And Ayin Shom, where he brings Raya from Mesechtes Klayim, and then Taisa states, about Tam Yeshul Farish, Meshum Dechsiv, as the Pasuk B'negei Klai Karim states, Le'sizrach Kamach HaKlayim Dumi Dizriya D'Nichle, and has to be similar to planting, that has to be Nichle. But if it's not Nichle, as he's Isaac and he's building the wall, then even if it was Moisef Messiah, it would not be Kamasar. And then Taisa points out in Diva Maskel V'Chayi Bachri Yusoy, that even though we have a Manda Omer that Hezek She'en Nikol Lo Yishmei any hezek, but over here it's considered hezek nika. Therefore, the Baal Kareb is certainly chayiv. Shari nikahu shehu klayim kisheroi hakafana besada. And Rabbeinu Gershon points out when the Gemara states this yayishu, it means minazman shekavloi bezin, based on the time that bezin was kaveya that they expect you to build this wall v'loi gadra v'nis arv lazroim v'karim. Therefore, raise a kiddush v'tun hisreifa could klaya karim kidechsev pentukta shamleya v'dershin and law pentukat eish. And keep in mind that even though generally the lashon of hegdish means something which is holy, however, the Rishonim explain that the lashon hegdish just means something that is off limits to a hedyot. And for example, if someone does kedushin, then the woman becomes an eishes ish and is asa kuli ha'amaka hegdish. And similarly, b'negeya klaya karim, that once it becomes asa, it becomes like hegdish, that it's asa kuli amo and it's asa bahana. And the Gemara now continues that we just explained that when the Mishnah stated that shutfim shuratzu las mechitza b'nin sakrisal be'emsa, that it means that a shutfim that decided that they want to build a wall, then they're required to build a wall right in between the chatzeres. And the Gemara now is medayik v'taima duratzu, that the only reason why they're required to build a wall is because both of the partners actually agreed to build a wall, and it's mashma holay ratzu. But if one of the partners say that they don't want to build a wall, then we can't obligate him to do so. And therefore we see hezek ria lav shmei hezek, that even though his neighbor won't be able to perform milut sinusa in his area and in his chatzah, we say hezek ria is not considered a hezek. And as Rashi states, avaloi ratzu shneim shoya echraim edaya lechalkob and mesiba shal yisaydis etzim to queen ba'aretz nemuchim, that if one of the neighbors say that although I want to make a chalukah between the areas, but I only want to place a small borderline made out of small pieces of wood that are stuck into the ground in order to show which area belongs to me and which area belongs to you, then that would be okay. And the other neighbor can't say that I want to build a full wall as I don't want you to see what I'm doing in my chatzar. And the Gemara continues and asks, that why don't we say that the Pshat and Mishnah is that if there are partners that right now are using a chatzar b'shutfis and they want to split up their partnership and they want to split up the land, then as long as both of them agree that they want to split up the chatzar, then they could do so. But once they do so, then one neighbor could force the other neighbor to actually build a wall. And as the Gemara will point out, that lefizel come out that hezek riyah shmei hezek. And as the Gemara continues, that where do we see that losh mechitza means splitting something up? Kedechsev, as it says, in Pashas Matais, Vathi Mechitza Sa'ida. Therefore, the Gemara states that if we learn the Mishnah in this manner, then the Kivan Diratsu, that once they decide they're going to split up their partnership, then you have a right to force the other neighbor to build a kreisel between your properties, and you could force him to do so, even Bal Kochon. And therefore, the Gemara states that if we learn the Mishnah in this manner, Alma Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, then we would be able to prove that Hezek Riyah is considered a Hezek, and therefore you could force your neighbor to build an actual wall and not just place some pegs on the floor in order to show where the demarcation is for the borderline. And keep in mind that Rashi explains that the only time that shutfim have to agree to actually split up their shutfis is only when the chatzah was smaller than 8 amos by 4 amos, as in that case there's not enough room for each of the shutfim to actually use this chatzah if they would actually split it between them. However, if the chatzah would have been at least 8 amos by 4 amos, then the shutfim would not have to agree, and one shutf could force the other shutf to split up the chatzeres, as even after we split up the chatzeres, each one will have a large enough chatzah, as they will have a 4x4 chatzah that they could use comfortably for their shtamshes. The Gemara continues that the reason why we learned Hashutfim Shiratzu's last mechitza is referring to a wall, because Ihachi, if it's referring to actually a decision between the partners to actually split up the shutfis, Hai Shiratzu last mechitza, Shiratzu last mechitza, then Lachiru, the Lashon of Mishnah, should not have been Shiratzu last mechitza, but the proper Lashon to have used would have been Shiratzu Lachzais, and certainly the Gemara should have used a shorter Lashon if it was able to do so, as the Derech of a Mishnah is to use a Lashon Katzar. And the Gemara continues, Elamai Guda, and if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah means Hashutfim Shiratzu last mechitza, that the two neighbors agree to make a wall, why would the Mishnah state Boinu Sakaisel, Boinu Isami Boilei, if the Mishnah should also use a shorter Lashon, and should have used the Lashon that you build it, which of course would refer to the wall? And the Gemara states, Itana Isa, if we would only say the Lashon Isa, Havamina B'Mesim B'Alma, then as Rashi explains, that one may have thought that the Mishnah is teaching us that the Shutfim are required to build a low wall that will act as a boundary marker. And as Rashi states, the Iunami Mechitza Ikru, as that is also called a Mechitza, V'Ratzu D'Ktani Achalukakai, and when it says in the Mishnah, the Lashon Ratzu, it's really referring to the Shutfim Rebbe's agreement to split up the chatzah, and as we stated, we're talking about a chatzah that was not 8x4, and kamash bo and kaisel, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that you have to build the kaisel, and therefore when it says a shifrin shuratzu last mechitza, it's referring to an actual wall, the loyratzu paglav mesipas, as if they would not want to, then they would not have to build an actual wall, as hezigri alav shmehezik, and they would only have to actually make a boundary marker. And I entice the deal of maskal have minimum bimsibas ba'alma, where he brings down the pshat of Rashi, and he is betema to ask the mechitza hain aguda, the lemais at this point of the Gemara holds that the word mechitza means a wall, and as the Gemara stated, the iplukta, as if it's talking about a split between the shutfin, then lachsis me ba'ilei, ba'oyed hechi matzalameim, but have minimum bimsibas ba'alma, hashemin le mesefa, diktani, al bizman shishneim reitzin, al filu pachs mi kan yachleiku, vahin le chol pachs bimsibas, ba'oyed hechi have matzalameim, bimsibas ba'alma, ha behed diktani, bimsisin, gazes vigil, lemais in our Mishnah, we mentioned that you have to build this wall out of the gazes and vil, and not to just build a boundary marker out of wood. And ayin at the beginning of the Taisis, where Taisis brings down another pshat as to how to learn our Gemara. And also ayin in Taisis, dinu maskal ve'ima mai mechitza plukta, mefar shri, mishum da loshi guda, yesh kama kushis, kidaparach besamach, that even though generally the loshi mechitza that we find in Shas refers to a kaisel, however, lemaisa, if we will learn that our Mishnah means that the Rishtufim wanted to build a wall, then there will be many questions as we will see. And lefikach deichik lefarish mechitza plukta, and therefore, even though it's a deichik, the Gemara will rather say that when the Mishnah states Hashifim Shiratzu Lasa Mechitza, it's referring to splitting up the partnership. Afagadu b'chol mokam have mechitza guda ayin sham. And the Gemara continues that now that we stated that Hashifim Shiratzu Lasa Mechitza b'chatza is referring to Shifim that already split up the chatza, and they now agree that they want to build a wall between the chatzeres. The Gemara asks that why the Mishnah state b'in sakayso b'emsa pshita. It's pashut since they agreed that they're going to build a wall, then clearly they have to build the kaisel right in between the chatzeres. The Gemara answers leitzricha the kodem chad v'ratzel chavrei, that we're talking about a case where Reuven went over to Shimon and he said to him that I want to build a kaisel between our two chatzeres, and Shimon agreed. So ma'utema, one may have thought that matzei omelei, that Shimon could say to Reuven ki yisratzelcha bavira, that even though it's true that I agreed that you could build a wall, but I only agreed that you could block my view. However, b'tashmishta leyisratzelcha, but I never agreed that you could take part of my chatzar in order to build this wall. As Rashi says that Shimon may tie into Reuven that I only agreed to make a mechitza daka nesretzesi ulamuta bavira kagoy nishol nesarim she daka vehezagriya imba, that I agreed that you could put up a wall made out of wood which will be very thin, and in this way we won't have a problem of hezagriya or timshach ivya krisa bechelcha, or you could choose to make a thick wall but you should keep the thickness of the wall in your chatzar chutz midav muat, aside for a small amount that I agreed to give you in my chatzar. But to go ahead and build a very thick wall and place half of the kaisel on my chatzah, that I did not agree to, kamash blon, that once a shutif agrees that they're going to build a wall, then they could build a wall based on the Minigam Medina, and they would split all the materials, and Shimon would also have to contribute his area of his land for half of the thickness of the wall. We explain the Gemara based on Taisa's deal in Maskal, Brenisa Kaisel, Be'em Subshita, and Taisa states, Lamanda Amaguta Baruch, Kamoy Kol Hanach Pirchid Kamon, the Shehikdu Lasses Guda, Kachikna Zekamaze, Upshita Be'emsa, Avalamanda Amaplukta, but according to the Manda Amad, hold that the word Mechitza in the Mishnah is referring to Shutfim that agreed to split up their Chatza, Itzrich Lameima, then it actually has to teach us that Tzakat and Rumina, the Mishum has agreed, Yeshlo Sayyab Bin Yakoisel, Ava Inle Libnes Bechelka, Bishvilkach, and Kamash Balon, that since Hezagriya Shmei Hezek, you could even force him to give up half of his land for the wall. And the Gemara continues that according to this side of the Gemara, then when the Mishnah see that Shutfim Shiratzu Las Mechitza Bechatza, we're referring to a wall, so when we daik that Hezagriya Lav Shmei Hezek, and therefore the Gemara is, but Hezagriya Lav Shmei Hezek, is it true that Hezagriya is not considered Hezek? And the Gemara brings a simon, Gina Kaisel Kaifim Vecholkin Chalenis Rav Nachman, which will be the sixth Tashmaz that the Gemara will try to bring as Raya against this idea that Hezagriya Lav Shmei Hezek, and we will try to prove that Hezagriya Shmei Hezek. And the Gemara starts Tashma that we learned on the Mishnah of Vechein Begina, and as the Gemara will explain that in a Gina it's Kimakiv Shenogu Ligdar, and therefore we force the Shufim to make a Gedar, and here we see that Hezagriya Shmei Hezek, and the Gemara answers Gina Shiny that Gina is different. Kid Rab Abba, like Rab Abba states, bin Negeya Soda Tua, the Amr Rab Abba, Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rav, Asal Adam Lamid, Besoda Chaveir, Beshoshu Oymedes, Bekamisea. that it's also for a person to stand next to the sada of his friend while its grain is standing in the sada, as that could cause an ayin hara, and that could cause damage to the person's sada. And the same idea applies with the gei yagina, that if someone will be able to see into your gina, then they will be able to see all of your vegetables, and that will cause ayin hara, and potentially that will damage your vegetables. And therefore, the Gemara is answering that in chenami, generally hezek ria is lav shmei hezek, as the concept of hezek ria is that a person should not be able to see into someone's gina or to someone's chatzah, as that will stop them from doing certain things in their chatzah or gina. But the Gemara explains that the reason b'negei gina that you could force your neighbor to build a wall is not because of hezek ria, but because of a problem of ayin hara. And the Gemara continues, and therefore is for havechein tadi, that since the lashon of the Mishnah was vechein begina, so it's mashmur that the same reason that applies to the din of chatzah applies to the din of gina, and it's not mashmur that the din of gina is based on one svara and the din of gina is based on the din of ayin hara. And the Gemara answers that in the chenami, the word vechein is not going on to the reason why you have to build your kaisel, but it's going on the din of gilvul gazes, and it's teaching us that when someone has a garden and he's forcing his neighbor to build a wall together with him, then he could force his neighbor to build that wall out of gilvul gazes and not just out of wood. And ayin taisis diu maskel gina shiny kid rababa, where taisis is bothered that the Mishnah stated I will bikkum makum shadagish legligdar emechayvin oisai. The entire din of rababa was stated in the gaya field, and lechayer based on the concern for ayin hara, you should have to build a wall between fields as well. And taisis states v'yishlemet the shiny gina shemegadol ber yerek laachila v'chol shoy yomaitus bekemisah, that the concern for ayin hara is greater by a garden, since an owner of a garden consistently plants vegetables that are based on that season, and therefore there are always vegetables that are growing in the garden, and the concern for ayin hara is the whole year through. However, avol bika ino medus bekamisel chodesh echa b'shana v'le mechayev ligdar avol osel lamed b'shoshay medus bekamisel. However, since a field of grain is only fully in season for 1 month a year, therefore there is no problem by ayin hara the entire year, and that's why we don't require you to build a wall, and instead we would tell a person that he's also to stand there and he's also to look at the field during that month. And Taisa continues v'im taima l'mandam plukta, according to the mandam in a whole, that when the Mishnah stated hashutvin shiratz las mechitza b'chatza, it's referring to splitting up the partnership. Kim dashmin dafilu b'chatza shmei hezek. Once we see that he holds that hezek ria shmei hezek even b'negeya chatza, so certainly you should be able to force your neighbor to build a kaisel b'negeya gina. And why would the Mishnah have to state b'chein begina? And Taisa explains v'yesh loyma de istrich b'chein begina l'misnei mishum vil v'gazes. Then once again, since the only reason to build this wall by a gina is based on ayin hara and not based on hezek ria, so one may have thought that you could build a wall out of wood, kamash blon, that you could force your neighbor to build it out of gvil v'gazes. And the Gemara continues to ask its second question on the sheet that holds hezek ria lav shmei hezek. And the Gemara states, tashma, that we will learn the Mishnah daf heyom and aleph, koysel chotza shenofel mechayv neis livnois adal rames, that if there's a wall of a chotza that's between two neighbors and the wall falls down, then we force the other neighbor to build the wall up to four amos. And clearly we see that both neighbors don't have to agree, and therefore l'chayr we see that hezek ria shmei hezek. And the Gemara answers nafal shiny, that the Mishnah over there is specifically talking about a case where the two neighbors already agreed to have a wall, and therefore each neighbor could force the other to continue having a wall, and they would have to build up the wall once again. However, in a chenami, if they would come l'chatchila to build a wall, then one neighbor cannot force his other neighbor to build a wall as hezek ria lav shmei hezek. And Rashi states nafal shani shekvan esratzu v'yishayinu mekaisel, and Rashi is teaching us that even if these two owners did not agree to build this wall, and it was previous owners that agreed to build the wall, that this requirement runs with the land, and they would still be responsible to build the wall up once again. The Gemara continues and asks for the Kari law, my Kari law, the Lachari, what was the Havamin of the Gemara to ask a question from the Mishnah and Daf Hey, if the Mishnah clearly states, Kaisel Chatzah Shenafel Mechayv Neisel Livnes Adal Lames, and therefore it's Mukach, that's only because it fell down. And the Gemara explains, Sefer Istrichle, that the Gemara's Havamin was that the reason why the Mishnah spoke about a wall that fell down is in order to teach us the Chiddush of the Sefer of the Mishnah, that teaches us Midal Amos Lamala in Mechayv Neisel, that even though originally they built a wall that was even higher than four Amos, however, now that the wall fell down, you still can't force your neighbor to rebuild that wall that was higher than four Amos, and you can only force him to build a wall that's up to four Amos. And as Taisa explained, Nafal Shani Shehuglu Lases Dovat Sneh Bechatzah, because once they had a wall between the two parties, then both neighbors already became accustomed to using the Chatzah for Dvarim of Sneas, and therefore they never got used to actually being careful from each other, and therefore you could force them to build a wall. However, this wall is only based on Hezek Ria, and therefore it only has to be up to four Amos, which is the standard wall that is built in order to protect someone from Hezek Ria. And Taisus also also points out when the Gemara asks, the Karla, my Karla, claim a Pshita de Nafal Shiny, but Adrabba and Punkvaket, Hoyle Lechich, Minitani Vinafal, Michlaud Ba'amo, Loishme Hezek, and we could have brought a riot to the other side that Hezekria, Lav Shme Hezek. The Gemara continues with the third riot that Hezekria, Shme Hezek. The Gemara states, Tashma, let us bring a riot from the Mishnah and Dav Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah states, Kaifin Oisai Livnus Beisha, Vidalis Lechotza, that if there are a bunch of houses that are facing into one chatzar, and this group wants to build a gate around the entire chatzar, and they want to have an area where there could be a guard, and they also want to have a doorway for the chatzar, then you could force all the members of the chatzar to pay for their share of the construction and of the materials. And as Rashi says, Kaifin Oisai Kol Echol B'mrei HaChatzar Losis Chalka Rebinyan Beis HaShah Shabuin and Kaisel Neged HaShah Ogol Soviv Ba'oisim Ba'oisim Hekev Pesach Chatzar Min HaTzad Mishum Hezek Rias B'nei Rishis Ram Mishalei Yuru Toich HaChatzar. Therefore, clearly we see that Hezek Rias Shmei Hezek. The Gemara answer says Zekad Rabim Shaini, that over there we're not talking about one of the B'nei Chatzar that's looking into the Chatzar of his neighbor, but over there they're trying to protect themselves from other people that are in the Rishis Rabim from looking into that Chatzar. And Rashi states Shekol B'nei Rishis Rabim Stakin Sham, and that certainly is considered a Hezekria and Shmei Hezek. And Tais points out in Dibur Masal Hazeked Rabim Shaini, the Afagav the Kamon Mashma the Ayir Bechotzer Sheinus Bechlushes Rabim Mekamakam Ika Hazeked Rabim the Zimne Dachik Rabim. As sometimes there are many people of the Tzibur Va'ilu LaHasam and they'll go into the Chotzer from Shimon Gamliel Afagav the Lesley High Timer the Zimne Dachik Rabim Mekamakam Mirachin Yichayin Lurish Blufnim. But he still holds that from farther away that people in Shus Rabim could still see inside Ulkachli Polig Ela Beishar Al Bedalus Moedah the Kaifin Nice Live Nice. And even Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we will see in the Mishnah, Daf Zayin and Beis, will agree to the Tanakama that we could still force all the Bnei Chatzar to build a door for the Chatzar. And the Gemara continued that you just stated that Bnei Gei Rabim certainly Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, or the Yachid Loi, and you're telling me that Hezekriya of the Yachid is not considered Hezek. Tashman, I'll bring you a Raya from a Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph, that states in Chalkas HaChatzar, Achei Bodal Amos Lezeh, or Dal Amos Lezeh, that one Shutav cannot force another Shutav to split up the Chatzar unless there's four Amos by four Amos for each of them in order to have ishtamshas. And it's mashma hayeshba kadilazeh chalkin, that if there would be enough space for each of the shufim and each one would be able to have a 4x4 area, then we would split up the chatzah bakarcham and we would also force them to make a wall in order to protect them from Hezekria. And as the Gemara states, my lab bekaisel, there should be a riot a Hezekria shmei Hezek. And the Gemara answers, loy ben mesipas ba'amo, that in a chenami, once we have a chatzah where there's enough space of 4x4 for each of the members of the chatzah, then we would force them to split up their shutfis and to split up their chatzeres. However, we would not force them to build a kaisal as Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek, and we would only force them to build a low wall of Mesipas Ba'alma in order to make a demarcation and in order to have a borderline. And the Gemara continues with his fifth raya, the Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, as Tashma, bring your raya from a Mishnah Daf Chaf Beis, that Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, as the Mishnah states, Hachalainis Bein Mumaylo, Bein Mumatan, or Bein Mechenegdon, Dal Rames, that if Reuven and Shimon live in a chatzar, and Reuven has a house with windows, and Shimon wants to build a wall in his chatzar, then the din is that when Shimon's building the wall, he has to make sure that his wall is completely segregated from the windows of the house of his neighbor. And Bitani Allah, and we learned that the Brisa, Mimaylan Kadeshal Yatzis Vira, that the reason why he has to make sure that the wall is 4 amas higher than the windows of his friend's house is in order that he shouldn't be able to stand on his wall and lean down and look into the house of Reuven, and Mimatan Kadeshal Yamav Vira, and he also has to make sure that his wall is lower than the windows of his friend by 4 amis, in order that he doesn't stand on his wall and look into the windows of his friend's house, and he also has to keep his wall 4 amis away from the windows of his friend's house, in order that he doesn't cast shade on the windows of his friend's house, and he doesn't block his light. And of course, we're talking about a scenario where Reuven already built his house and had these windows here for a while, and he already has a chazaka that he has a right to have these windows in this area, and therefore he has a right for sunlight and a right for privacy. And the Maisa, by the fact that the Brisa states that the reason why you have to keep it away from the wall from your friend is Milmalan Kadeshal Yatsavira and Milmata Kadeshal Yamavira, so you see there's a concept of Hezekria. And the Gemara answers, Hezekia Dabaya Shiny, that certainly even if we will say that there's no din of Hezekria, Benegea Chatza, but Benegea Bias, there's certainly a concept of Hezekria, and that is Shmei Hezek. And as Rashi says, Sha'adam Oitzavibesai Divriatsneya, as certainly in a person's own home, he has a right to privacy in order that he should be able to perform different Divriatsneya. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, and will bring a raya from Rab Nachman, and this will be the last raya that Hezekriya Shmei Hezek. And the Gemara states, Am Rab Nachman, Am Shmuel, as Rab Nachman stated in the name of Shmuel, Gaga Samach Chachotza Chaveri, if someone's rooftop is on the same level as someone's Chotza, Oisle Michael Gavoya Dal Ramis, then the owner of the Gag has to make make a mica that's at least 4 amos high, and even though generally an owner of a rooftop only has to make a mica that is only 10 tefachim high, in this case he has to make a mica that's 4 amos high in order to protect from hezek riyah. And we see the hezek riyah shmei hezek. Gemara answers shani hasam the amali balachotz le balagag ledik fili tashmishtai. The owner of the balachotz says to the balagag that it's standard for me to come out of my house and go into my chotzah and do things that are divrei atzneya. However, it's not normal for a person to generally be on a rooftop, as it's only normal for people to go there once in a while in order to dry linen, for example, or in order to dry their. I'm never sure when you're going to come up to your rooftop in order to use your rooftop, and you'll be able to see what I'm doing in my chatzah, and therefore you have a responsibility to build a wall in order to make sure you don't look into my chatzah. Once again, even though between two neighbors that own a chatzah, there is no din of hezek riyah shmei hezek. However, when there's a gag that's built right next to a chatzah, then the concept of hezek riyah does apply, and we do say hezek riyah shmei hezek, and it's meduyik like that. Rav Nachman clearly states that the owner of the rooftop has the sole responsibility to build this wall on top of his rooftop, and is not a responsibility that's shared between the bal gag and bal chatzah, as the bal chatzah is the one that's being huzak, and the owner of the gag is the one that's the mazik, and the owner of the gag doesn't have any hezek. And therefore, at this point, the Gemara comes out that although b'negeya, two neighbors that own chatzeris that are right next to each other, there is no responsibility for each one to build a kaisel, and we hold that b'negeya two chatzeris, hezek riyah lav shmei hezek. We can't extend this din to other cases, as the Gemara clearly was mechalik between the case of a chatzar and the case of a gag, or the case of a gina, or the case of a bias, where either the din is that hezek riyah shmei hezek, or there's a problem of ayin hara, and we will stop over here.